Chapter 1. Is your marketing a waste of money? It's not necessary to change. Survival is not mandatory. Deming. Is your marketing a waste of money? Let's get started. Is your current marketing wasting your time and money? Do you know how to find out if it is? What does it mean to your bottom line to be wasting money? How long can you survive? There's a tool we'll introduce which will help you with this, but first, consider some facts. 3 out of 4 websites are a waste of money. This equates to 75% waste. In 2002, we did some research into 327 business websites in the UK. All of these website owners volunteered their sites to our research. We investigated each one on a number of criteria, including functionality, aesthetics, usefulness to target audience, promotability, ease of use. Our findings were astonishing. All of these business owners had originally acquired a website for a purpose. Here are some of those reasons. Gain more customers. Build awareness. Act as a backup to my brochure. Sell my stuff. My friends suggested I had one. Business link we're giving them away for free. To have a newsletter. Most of these people knew that their website wasn't working, but they couldn't figure out why. We could. 87.2% of all websites evaluated were not being marketed correctly. This means that if a potential visitor doesn't know the website address of the site, it's virtually invisible. The most common problems were not technical errors, poor page design or spelling mistakes, but the lack of fundamental elements, crucial to the effectiveness of any marketing activity that a business undertakes. The visibility of a website is the biggest factor affecting its usefulness as a marketing tool for your business. A large proportion of the sites we evaluated had incorrect, or worse still, no meta tags. Meta tags allow potential visitors to find you through search engines using keywords. If they're wrong, they won't work, meaning your website will be virtually invisible. In fact, the 3 most common errors we found related directly to the marketing aspects of a website, from poorly targeted content to sites unable to finish the sale. If any one marketing element is wrong, your website will fail. 96.3% suffered from poor content. Most of the sites we've evaluated are aimed at creating more business or selling a product or service. The problem is that the content on many of these sites wasn't marketing copy. Take a good look at the words on your site. Would it persuade you to buy? Over the last few years, the tools available for creating stunning visual content have improved. The problem is that implementing spinning, flashy, and noisy websites is more lucrative for web developers than sitting down and focusing on creating a compelling route to the solution. As a result, the number of websites with inappropriate and wasteful content has increased. These distractions seriously decrease the selling power of a website. Copywriting is a skill that cannot be underestimated. If the message isn't targeted at your potential customers, they aren't going to read it. Advertising copy in particular is governed by a few rules, such as sell the benefits, not the features, and use the words you and your, not me, us, we, or our. We'll come to this later. 47.4% of the websites were aimed at a general audience but contained jargon words that only experts would understand. 72.4% of the websites failed to mention benefits of the products or services to the customer. A common error was a lack of purpose for a website. Many companies seem to have produced a website simply because their competitors had one. Although the online brochure is dying out, many businesses still fail to identify what they want from their website, and inevitably their website fails to make any difference to their profit or turnover. Lack of visitor interaction was also a major stumbling block. People visiting these sites have no way of communicating or getting a reaction. The word interactivity has too often been used to describe exactly the opposite. Interactivity doesn't mean spinning logos. Interactivity doesn't mean the inclusion of annoying virtual shop assistants. Interactivity is about finding a visitor's need and meeting it by allowing them to enter into a relationship with you through your website. They want to put information in and get good information back.